They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Not just because he is the managing editor of City View Magazine, but because he is a very important person, he has some holiday time off, and he is on our newsmaker line right now, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine never misses a Friday broadcast, and he told me, he said, I can't do it this week. I cannot miss, so just give me a call. How's that for the set?
Newsmaker Hotline. I love it.
That's you, baby. You are the Newsmaker Hotline guy.
All right.
So how are things? How are things in Barbados?
Jolly.
Oh, jolly. I bet they are.
I assume. I mean, I'm not in Barbados,
oh.
So it's hard to say. But
I was just trying to give you a kind of an exotic place where you're hanging out this week.
It feels like Barbados with this weather.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? That was nice. That was nice on Christmas Day. Yeah, 60 degrees,
yeah.
You know. Well,
right.
I guess climate change is good for something. No snow to shovel.
That's right.
I like that.
Well, you're glass half full type of guy, aren't you?
You betcha. You betcha. Everything's good. Everything's good. That's because I started drinking at 9 this morning, so. You know,
I wouldn't recommend that.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. All right, so we are post Christmas, and we're rolling right into the new year. And I suspect
you believe it's going to be 2020.
2020, yeah, I know.
Man.
I know.
You celebrate Eastern time or Central time?
I don't know. I'm usually not awake.
That's why we do. We celebrate Eastern time.
Yeah. So. Usually I celebrate at 6 o'clock in the evening and wander off to bed somewhere. Much better these days than what it was, maybe 20 years ago. When
Amen.
Yeah. Mm.
All right. Well, before New Year's Eve, we got a weekend slate here. Friday night tonight, Iowa Wolves play.
Wolves.
Rio Grande Valley Vipers. How do you feel about the Vipers?
I hate them. I hate the Vipers. Rio Grande Valley Vipers? What kind of a name is that? We're going to mop the floor with them Vipers.
Mop the floor.
Yeah,
they also play Sunday and Wednesday.
Three more reasons to hate them.
Right. Bucks play tonight also.
Bucks?
Des Moines Buccaneers at the Madhouse on Hickman. Waterloo Blackhawks.
Hate them.
Take it on at 7:05. Hate them.
Yeah.
How's your, have you been to the Botanical Center lately? Botanical Garden?
You know, I have not been there in some time, as a matter of fact. What's going on?
It feels like it's Barbados in there.
Is that where you were?
I wish.
Yeah, okay.
They're hosting a series of winter break family workshops this weekend. These hands-on workshops are designed for youth aged 5 to 14. So take your kids, teenagers, and build a take-home project together.
Got it.
This year's theme is totally tropical.
There you go.
Terrariums, botanical dyes, banana muffins.
I like it.
How about that?
I like it. It's warm. Well, it's warm outside, too, but, you know.
Yeah.
Although next week, they say it's supposed to get cold again.
Is that right?
Yeah, I'm looking at
How
the extended,
cold?
Huh? Well, you know, it's
like
going to be
legit cold.
Well, not legit cold, but cold enough that, you know, I mean, we're talking about highs maybe Monday of 33, snow by Thursday maybe, lows down in the lower 20s, yeah. It's coming.
It could be worse.
Sure.
As long as we're in double digits to the positive.
That's right. Then I don't have to worry about pipes freezing.
Yeah. That's right. Also this weekend, Iowa Wild play.
Man, we got a lot of sports stuff going
Saturday
on.
Saturday and Tuesday, a lot of sports stuff going on. There's not much going on other than the New Year's Eve stuff, which we'll get to here in a second. Mostly sports or just hanging out with family, I guess. But yeah, the Wolves or the Wild play the Chicago Wolves. I should say the Wolves. The Wild play the Chicago Wolves.
Right, the Wild play the Chicago Wolves.
Yep. And then on New Year's Eve, they also play the Texas Stars.
Oh, those!
How do you feel about the Stars?
You know, those I double hate. I mean, the Chicago Wolves are bad enough, but the Texas Stars, you know, they used to be the Iowa Stars, and then they...
That's right.
Then they packed up their bags and they went to Texas. And then we got the Iowa Chops, which was the next iteration, which was just a stupid name all the way around. And that, I mean, how do I really feel about that, right? The Iowa Chops, get out of here.
Chops.
Yeah, but now we've got a winning club. I tell you what, we've got a winning club
in
the Iowa Wild. Yeah.
They're a good team. They won last, they were a winning year last year, too, and they're having them pace have their best year so far.
Yep.
So.
All right.
Okay, Saturday. Now, this is the pre-New Year's Eve party at Prairie Meadows. Classic rock experience. Continuing the tradition. I guess every year they have a New Year's Eve pre-party there.
I'm sure.
And so the band, it's like a tribute band for Led Zeppelin, Point, Pink Floyd, Deep Purple, Boston, and Styx.
Styx. Nice.
Yeah.
I like it.
How do you feel about 70s rock?
I like 70s rock, man. I was rocking in the 70s, you know. I was.
What's your favorite genre of music?
Depends on my mood.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, if I'm semi, you know, depends on my mood. I mean,
yeah.
I can like country if I'm if I'm a little depressed, you know, and thinking about mom in jail and, you know, truck that won't work, and those kinds of things. My dog died. So then it's country, you know. But
All right. Okay, starting New Year's Eve, Iowa State men basketball plays Florida A&M, and that's the end of the sports. New Year's Eve, there's all kinds of things going on. A few of the highlights. Ring in the New Year with the Des Moines Symphony at the Civic Center.
Now, there's a civilized thing to do on New Year's Eve.
That is the civilized thing to do.
It is. I like that.
It's the New Year's Eve Pops. So you've heard of the, you know, the 4th of July Pops. This is the New Year's Eve version. And they're celebrating with Cirque de Symphony.
Oh, is this flying around on
trapeze?
Right.
Yeah, it should be something.
Wow.
So that's one way to ring in the New Year. Another way, the Valair Ballroom, light up the night, New Year's Eve party. All ages, starts at 6:30, multiple DJs, wide variety of genres, massive sound system, full-scale light show, and this is my favorite. A balloon cash drop.
A balloon cash drop.
Yes, I've never experienced one of those.
Oh, you know, they have those at, it's not cash, but they drop like parachutes at the well during the Iowa Wild game.
Huh.
The hockey game. Yeah, so they have these little parachutes that float down from the rafters with like coupons and stuff on them. And,
nice.
Yeah, but a balloon drop?
Of cash.
I wonder how that works.
I mean, there's got to be rules in place or something, right? I mean,
there would be, you know, if you're dropping cash from balloons, I mean, what could go wrong, right? A massive amount of people scrambling for dollars out on the dance floor.
It sounds like fun, though.
Oh, yeah. I wish I had a video recorder. That would be kind of cool.
That would be. Also, New Year's Eve, Kevin Hayes' big New Year's Eve party.
Kevin Hayes?
Kevin, you know him?
No.
He's a longtime Des Moines DJ. I thought you might know him.
I don't know.
Hosting a party out at the Avenue, the Saints Avenue, Saints Amphitheater.
Wow.
On St. Charles.
That's an outdoor deal?
It's a big venue. No, I think they've got
a concert. Huh? Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. I was going to say, wow.
Wow, that'd be cool if it was outdoors.
It would, wouldn't it? Very cool.
Wide variety of party music. Dance in the New Year, it says.
There you go.
Also, New Year's Eve, Pianopalooza.
Oh, wow.
New Year's celebration at Woolies. Yeah, Woolies. Bringing the New Year with Pianopalooza, brainchild at Woolies.
Nice. Okay, Woolies.
Dance and be merry.
That's it.
Enter in a raffle. There's a golden ticket.
A what?
It's going to be raffled off. It doesn't say what the prize is, but there's a golden ticket that's going to be raffled off.
Huh.
I guess it's a mystery prize.
Yes. Well, it's golden. It's got to be cool. Yeah. All right. Good. Woolies.
Woolies. All right. That's all I got, except I do have one joke here.
Oh. No. Jokes aren't the jokes supposed to be for Halloween, not New Year's? What?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Scold.
Scold who?
Scold outside. Let me in.
Oh, no. No. That's
awful.
Yeah,
my nephew told me that over the holidays. I thought I'd throw it in there.
Your nephew. How old is your nephew?
Six-ish.
Okay. Well, sign him up. He's a writer. He can write for the show.
All right, what are you picking, Michael?
Anything to do with the Wild. I mean, you know.
Yeah? Going wild.
Chicago Wolves and those Texas Stars that, you know, just double hate. But that would be so cool to go to both of those games and watch our guys here in the great state of Iowa destroy the Wolves and those slink out of town at the cover of darkness Stars.
Amen.
Yeah.
2 o'clock on New Year's Eve.
That sounds like...
2 p.m.
Hey, when is the Winter Classic in hockey? Do you remember? It's coming up.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard. But isn't it on New Year's Day usually?
I think it is, yeah. Yeah, so that's...
Speaking of that, on New Year's Day, there's also a skate at Brenton Plaza. New Year's Day skate.
Oh,
downtown. East Village.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's usually on New Year's Day.
I
haven't heard about it.
I think so.
I'm sure. You're probably haven't.
That's kind of a fun thing to watch. I remember one year when it snowed really hard, and you know, I was watching the hockey games outside. It's kind of cool. I like it. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Happy holidays. Have a happy new year.
Amen, brother.
From
you
Barbados.
Too. From Barbados. On our Newsmaker line, ladies and gentlemen, that is the voice of Jeff Pitts, managing editor of City View Magazine. All right, that about wraps it up for another broadcast week. Thanks very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is, yeah, you guessed it, Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and for Jeff Pitts, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.